This is Dodger Talk, the off-season edition. We're with you again on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and you could podcast all of the shows on the iHeartRadio app or at am570lasports.com. In case you missed it on Friday night, Chris Taylor joined us, so you can find that interview on those platforms. And joining us right now, a man that is very happy, I'm sure, that Chris Taylor is going to be back with the Dodgers in 2022, a man that high-fived him quite a bit and waved him home quite a bit, Dodgers third base coach Dino Ebel. Dino, thanks a lot for the time. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, Dave, and you are absolutely right. I'm so happy that CT's back with us so we can have some more high-fives going around that third base bag.
Let's start right there, Dino, with Chris Taylor. He was voted the Roy Campanella Award winner by the teammates this year, first All-Star team. What made him so special, and a lot of people believe the most valuable player on the Dodgers this past season?
Well, this guy comes to work every day, man, in a matter that he is on a mission. He's a great teammate, great clubhouse leader in the clubhouse, and he just wants to win. And he comes out, he doesn't say a whole lot. You know, this is finishing my third season now, coming back from my fourth. And CT just he's in the cages, he's out on the field getting ground balls. He's a steady player. He's got great talent and a big clutch hitter, and he, as you know, he plays multiple positions, so the value's there. And I'm so happy that we got this guy back, because he means a lot to our ball club.
Dino, a lot of his teammates have told me another part of him that everybody appreciates is he plays hurt, and he doesn't really say much about it.
Absolutely. You know, I go to him all the time and, just ask him daily, like, how you feel? And it's always the same answer, David. It's always, I'm good. And the trainers are always coming out and making sure he's fine, like they do the rest of the players. But you're not going to see this guy in the training room. If he's hurt, he's gonna say something. But if he knows he can manage it himself and it's day to day and without anybody knowing and he can get the job done, that's CT, and that's who he is. He wants to be in that lineup. He wants to be a presence, and that he is.
Dino Ebel, Dodgers third base coach, entering his fourth year back with the Dodgers, and it feels like he never left, spending the majority of his adult life in the Dodger organization, one of the best third base coaches in all of baseball. And Dino, you're a perfect guy to have on tonight, because I was talking about Little League and just how it seems like it's being taken a little bit too seriously from what I've seen and what I've heard from other parents. You have two young boys, Brady and Trey, who are doing awesome things. How do you feel about Little League, and how do you feel about travel ball, and what's the balance parents should have when it comes to helping their kids love the game of baseball but not take it too seriously?
Well, I think you hit it right there, Dave. I think in the Little League aspect of it, I just wanted my boys to have fun, go out and play, be good teammates, learn how to play the game. I think the biggest thing for me is the developing skill set that, you want coaches, and I know dads and moms volunteer all the time to be be the Little League coach, and I get that. But if they can just, teach the basic stuff while they're growing up as 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds, catching the ball, knowing where to go when the ball's hit, running the bases, just little things like that, and not get so much intense and involved in winning. And I know winning is a big part of it. That's part of the development skill. But for me, I think I always, if I get a chance to see my boys play in Little League, I'm that dad that sits out in the outfield that doesn't say a word and just watches. And I don't second guess no coaches or how strategy baseball they're doing and walking guys and all that stuff. But I just think that at that stage is the main thing for me is just the skill set, playing hard and learning how to play the game. That's what's important to me. And then, now they're in travel ball. Now, my son Brady, he's a freshman, made the varsity team at Etiwanda High School. And my son Trace, 13 years old, playing on ZT Elite. It's a national team. And then when Brady doesn't play high school ball, he's on two national teams that travel, maybe to Arizona. You know, he went to Cary. He was on the USA team this past summer. But I don't get involved too much of getting them traveling all around the country and playing in big tournaments. I just keep it local because they're still at an age at 14 and 13 that, you know, they're developing their skill set. And I think, you know, for scouts and college scouts and the pros, that day will come and they, you know, playing high school ball and getting in some big tournaments as they get older might help.
Yeah, Dino's boys, if you want to see what they can do, Dino's posted some video on his Instagram page of these monsters on the baseball diamond, and they're both great kids, Brady Ebel and Trey Ebel. And I'm happy you brought up travel ball, because I was talking about that and how parents sometimes can get suckered into spending a lot of money and it's really not going to benefit their young baseball players. So is there any advice you can give on travel ball, and are you an advocate of it?
Well, that's another thing that now that I'm home and I got to see Brady play some travel ball games, and Trey, I'm lucky enough to, they, you know, I kind of hit on the right coaches that care about developing their skill set. They have pitch counts. They make sure everybody on the team, you know, gets innings played on the defensive side. They get enough at bats. They have practice twice a week. One day it's all infield work, and another day it's all hitting. So I think the biggest thing there is, again, I keep my kind of tournaments local. I think it's way too much to be traveling to Florida and Georgia. And I hear my boys say all these, their buddies are going to all these big tournaments, and then they play three or four games and they come back home. And it's not about the money, but it is, because, you know, you spend a weekend in Florida and you might come back and, you know, you spend $4,000 or $5,000 and your son got maybe 9-10 at bats. And for me, at this age where they're at now, I think I just keep them more local. Again, I know that day might come. I mean, Brady or Trey hit 16, 17 years old, and they want to go experience a tournament in Florida, and it's a perfect game, big tournament. Okay, I get it. They might go to that, but I think the skill set will play. If they're good, scouts are going to hear about it. College scouts are going to hear about it. I can tell you this, Brady's 14 years old, and he's got about 10 D1 schools already on him that want him to come visit their schools. They want him to commit, and I'm just playing it low-key. We're saying, you know, we're humble. I'm fortunate, you know, we're fortunate that they're calling, but we're just going to take our time. And for me, let Brady play the game and have fun. That's where I'm at with that right now.
Love it, Dino. Dino Ebel, Dodgers third base coach, is our guest. And for all those parents that, you know, were contemplating what we were talking about earlier, you just heard it right there. And like I said, keep it local. I think that's the biggest thing, Dino, where, you know, high schools are doing what you just talked about, recruiting. I'm a big advocate of just playing with your friends in the same neighborhood and go to the local high school.
Yeah, you know, and that's how I feel. You know, I live here. Everyone knows I live in Rancho Cucamonga, and, you know, I'm keeping it local, and I'm sure if I wanted to try to get Brady and Trey into a private school, I can do that. But, you know, they're going to play here. They're going to play at their local high school, and again, they're 14 and 13 years old, so they're still at the age to where they're going to have fun, play the game right, learn. You know, the developing part of it. They got good high school coaches. So that's where I'm at with that. And, you know, down in the future, we'll see what happens.
Dino, you have a long history with Albert Pujols, and you have a great picture of the boys with Albert when the team was in Atlanta for the NLCS. And I saw the way he really took an interest in both of your sons. What's your relationship like with Albert? And I know you guys were together with the Angels in Anaheim. How did all this evolve to where you guys are as close as you are?
Well, this all started, he had a strength coach that was in the Dodger organization while he was playing with the Cardinals. And Chris Milfield was with the Dodgers, and then he took Chris away from the Dodgers. I mean, Albert took Chris away from the Dodgers and made him his own strength coach. And Chris was with one guy, Albert Pujols, and that's how we first met. So it goes back maybe 17, 15, 18 years ago, somewhere around there. So it goes back a long time. And then we just kept talking, and even he was in the National League and I was in the American League. I was in the minor leagues first. And then once I got to the big leagues in 2006 with the Angels, the first time we played the Cardinals in St. Louis. That's where I kind of finally met him. I used to talk to him on the phone with Chris. We used to always talk baseball. So I felt we had a relationship until I met him in 2006. And then it just built from there. And then he came over to the Angels, and we're buddies. And this guy is, you know, everyone knows what kind of, you know, player he is. The person that he is unbelievable. It's off the charts. And we just hit it off. And he knows. He knew, like, when I was in uniform and I was a coach, you know, I was a coach and I was there for him like I am for everybody. You know, we communicate well. The relationship is strong. And, you know, it just kept getting stronger and stronger. And then it was really nice this past year when Andrew signed him to come over to the Dodgers. And it was beautiful to see, you know, him with that big smile again and waiting for those big hugs after guys hit home runs. So that's the part I enjoyed the most.
What did you think about this version of Albert Pujols in the clubhouse, the role that he had to adjust to? What was it like to see this version of Albert Pujols?
Oh, it was awesome. It was just, you know, he came over to the Dodgers and he knew his role and communicated, you know, with you know, Dave and Andrew when they brought him over. And it was just awesome to watch. And the mentor that he was doing on the bench and on the batting cages and the guys got to see a guy that, you know, at the tail end of his career, the routine that this guy goes through. He's at the park at noon and one of the last guys to leave. And he's just, he gives it all he has every day. He comes to win and he cares. He cares about being a good teammate. He cares about players. And he's a great person. He's obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer for me when he decides to retire. And then, you know, it's just, it was great to have him and that big smile. Talking to you tonight, just seeing that big smile of his at the bench after somebody hit a home run and he was waiting for him. It was unbelievable to watch.
What do you believe his motivation is going into this year? Because we saw that he was playing in the Winter League out there in the Dominican. He has expressed that he still has a love for the game. Is it chasing 700 home runs? What do you believe is the number one motivation?
Well, I think just in his, I haven't really, you know, since this lockout, we don't, you know, really communicate anymore until the lockout is over. So at the end of the season last year, I just feel that he still thinks that he can even produce, you know, against left-handers. You know, I know he faced a left-hander, he did really well. He just feels like it's not over yet. Now, again, and it's the off season. He might think differently. We don't know until, you know, he announces it. He's coming back or he's not. Nobody knows that. So I think he can help a team, especially if they do come to an agreement and there's a DH in both leagues. Maybe he'll give it one more shot at it. But he's never said anything to me about, oh, I'm going to be chasing 7 home runs. I think he's 21 shy of 700, so that's probably one of his goals if he decides to come back. But if he does, it's going to be strictly helping the team win a championship, because I think he's still hungry to get his third championship. That's how I feel.
Dino Ebel, Dodgers third base coach, is our guest. And Dino, you mentioned your relationship with him, and you know, outside of a lockout, which makes an offseason very different for everybody, how much time and work did you put in with Albert during the off season? And can you tell us and share with us how much he appreciated it and how he showed his appreciation for you?
Well, you know, before I left the Angels and then I came over to the Dodgers, it was a routine in the off season. You know, when the season ended, he took about a month off, and then he would call me and wanted me to come down to where he lives in Newport. I would drive down 2-3 days a week. I would throw to him, hit him ground balls. You know, that was his routine in the off season. So I continued to do that, you know, all the way to the end. And then a couple of years ago, I think in 2019, when I first joined the Dodgers, he did call me and said, hey, you know, there's a couple of guys that are working out, Arenado, myself and some other guys that are going to be at a local college. Can you come hit some ground balls? And I did. So I continued that because of Albert. You know, the guy is just a great person. He's got a great routine. There was some even some young Dodger minor league players that were involved, so that's why one of the reasons why I continue to do it. But this past season, we haven't talked because of the lockout. So, you know, I hope he's, you know, for my, in my sake, I hope he's continue to work out. Nobody knows yet until this lockout is over what he wants to do. But that was kind of like the routine in the off season. When he would call, I would show up, and wherever he wanted me to be, I was there. So if it was hitting ground balls or throwing batting practice for an hour to him, I would do it because I love doing it. I love him because he's a great person, and our relationship is strong, and it continues to be strong.
Dino, at the end of the year, I heard some players buzzing about the car that you were driving to the stadium. I don't want to give away too much, but the fact is, third base coaches don't make player money. So was that a rental for a weekend, or what's going on with this car, this flashy car everybody's talking about?
Well, that was something that still to this night that I'm talking to you here on the radio station, where, you know, I came home one night after a home game. Shannon and the boys were outside. It was midnight, and I pull up to the driveway, and I'm thinking something's wrong. You know, they're never outside waiting for me, and I get out of the car, and my son Brady tells me the garage door's broke, and I'm like, okay, so let's go to plan B. What are we going to do? And then Trey kind of was, they were all in this thing. So Trey hears a click. Yo, Dad, I heard something click. And then he pulls up the garage door, and there's a 2021 Stingray Dodger blue convertible Corvette, fully loaded to the tilt. And it's sitting there, and my wife's got tears in her eyes. And instantly I'm like, what is this car doing in my garage? And there's, wife looked at me and told, yeah, exactly. So my wife looked at me and said that it came from Albert Pujols. And I'm like, Albert Pujols? I was just with him the whole night. He never said a word to me. And I get on the phone and I FaceTime him, and he's got the biggest smile in the world. And I had tears in my eyes, and I said, Albert, man, what is this? And he's like, Dino, thank you. And I'm like, thank you for what? And he's like, thank you for everything you've done. This is a gift from me to you. Enjoy it. And I'm like, man, Albert, this is a Corvette. He's like, enjoy it, Dino. This is from me to you, my friend. And that was the Corvette that I was driving at the end of the season.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
That is. And, you know, in this lockout, now that we can't communicate or anything until they, you know, the lockout is sealed and get ready for the season. But we had plans. He said, hey, you know, I'm a membership at a race course in Nevada, and I'll drive by and pick you up, and he loves cars, so he's got a bunch of cars, and he said, we'll bring the family, we'll spend a weekend at the racetrack, and you can take your car out in that track. But now that we haven't communicated, we can't get that done. But you know what, it's crazy that he did that for me, and then still, every time I talk to him, I tell him thank you, and he just has the biggest smile on his face. But that is a true rumor that you were hearing, David.
That's amazing, Dino. That's not the story that I was expecting, because I heard I heard guys chirping about it a little bit. So I'm sure their reaction the day that you pulled into the parking lot with it for the first time was pretty amazing. Because, like I said, either you stole it or somebody gifted it to you, Dino.
Well, it did come from Albert, so. Maybe I'll put a post on the Instagram tonight after we're done. But it's still unbelievable. And I open up my door every morning to go in the garage, and that thing's sitting there. It's like, wow, it's just, dreams come true, I guess.
Yeah. Can you send that to me? Maybe we'll post it on the AM570 Twitter.
All right. I'll do it to you. I'll give it to you.
Show the people, give it to the people. They want to see it, Dino.
All right. That's the Dodger fans are the best. So I'll send you the picture.
Okay, Dino, you deserve it. You've invested a lot of time with not only Albert, with a lot of players. And you talk about caring. Dino Ebel cares just as much as anybody about the Dodgers that I've ever met. So congratulations, Dino, and we're happy you're back for another year. And hopefully this lockout gets settled so we could just talk baseball and see you back out there on the field.
Yes, sir, man. I can't wait. And it's January, so this is the time where the wheels start to turn. So hopefully they can get the deal done, and we're back in spring training, and fans are out there, and we're playing Dodger baseball soon.
Love it, Dino. We'll talk to you soon, and give my best to the family.
All right, David. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you. Dino Ebel, thank you for coming on the show. How about that story? Albert Pujols gifting him a brand new Corvette Stingray. We are going to have to post that picture up.